The American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back. Bigger, better, stronger. 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 Bigger, better than ever before. Bigger, better, stronger. 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 Bigger, better than ever before. Where's your daddy and your mommy, right? Do you want to go back to them or do you want to stay with Donald Trump?
Everybody, really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is Satan wants to overthrow President Trump. Satan wants to overthrow President Trump. So a lot of things have been happening, and one of those things that's been happening is there's been newspaper ads and TV ads, and they're all causing this chain reaction to whip up crazies to try to overthrow our president. There's a full-page New York Times ad that demands an Antifa revolution to overthrow Trump. And it goes on and on and on, as we have seen that Satan is really working really hard to overthrow President Trump. Now, Satan has his demons in Washington, and some of these demons are going after Paul Manafort, trying to get his spiel, his guts, and to they're trying to bring President Trump down. Now, you need to understand this today, because we are in a spiritual war, and we are in a fight for the freedoms of America, and we are in a war to preserve this Christian nation. But please understand that Satan wants to overthrow President Trump, and Satan wants to overthrow the goodness of America. And we see this all through the Bible in Genesis 19. If you turn to me with your Bibles in Genesis chapter 19, verse 21, he said to him, "Behold, I grant you this request also, not to overthrow the town in which you have spoken," or though he had not expressed words petitioned that the city might be spared. Yet he had tactfully done it, insomuch as he had requested that he might flee into it, where he could not have been saved had it been destroyed. Therefore, so the town was called Zoar, and the man was Lot. And God commanded Lot to flee to the mountains. Instead, he wanted to flee to the town of Zoar. He wanted to flee to the town of Sor, and so God spared Lot. He did not overthrow the town. If you go with me to verse 29, though he did not descend lower than 10 righteous persons, yet the Lord had respect to the spirit of his petitions and spared all those who could be called righteous, and for Abraham's sake offered salvation to all the family of Lot, though neither his son-in-law elect nor his own wife ultimately profited by it, the former ridiculed the warning, and the later, though led out by the hands of the angel, yet by breaking the command of God, perished with the other gainsayers. I want to tell you today that we're in a spiritual war for America. I want to tell you today that Satan wants to overthrow President Trump by December. And I want to tell you today, and if you've heard, November 4th, there's going to be a major uprising of Antifa. And they want to destroy with these evil satanic liberals, Antifa, working alongside ISIS to destroy the very fabric of America. And let me tell you that they hate Jesus. They hate everything about the Lord Jesus. They hate you. They hate your family. And they hate America. But I want to tell you that Jesus Christ has the ability to overthrow. You see, Satan wants to overthrow America. And Jesus is coming to overthrow Satan. You need to understand that we're at a war of who's going to overthrow who. In verse 30 of chapter 19 of Genesis, verse 30, Lot went up out of Zoar from seeing the universal desolation that had fallen up on the land and that the fire was still continued in depredation. He feared to dwell in Zoar, lest it also should be consumed, and then went to those very mountains in which God had ordered him at first to make his escape. Foolish men is ever preferred his own wisdom to that of his Maker. It was wrong at first not to betake himself to the mountains. It was wrong in the next place to go to it when God had given him the assurance of Zoar should be spared for his sake. Both these cases argue a strange want of faith, not only in the truth, but also in the providence of God. Had he still dwelt at Zoar, the shameful transaction afterward recorded had in all probability not taken place. Now, so God told Lot, you're going to flee to the mountains, because I am going to overthrow this area. I'm going to overthrow the cities. And Lot did not even listen, so he went to the city of Zoar, and God withheld his hand, because there was one righteous person. So God did not overthrow the city of Zoar until Lot, till the angels guided and directed him to go flee into the mountains of which God originally commanded him to flee to. Said, I want you to go to the mountains. But you need to understand the point here is God was about to overthrow the cities. He was about to overthrow many of the cities. The question we have to ask ourselves, is America an evil nation? Or is it a righteous nation? What are we? Because if you say that we're an evil nation, then does not God have every right to overthrow America? But if you say, hey, there's some righteous people here, and there's still some good in America, then we need Jesus to overthrow the evil. And this is where we're coming to right now. And this is what Satan is trying to do. He wants to overthrow President Trump. Why? Because the light is shining on the cockroaches. The light is starting to shine on the cockroaches, and they're getting scared. And so because they are getting scared, they want to overthrow the United States of America, the President of the United States. So Exodus If you turn with me to the in your Bibles to Exodus 15:7, and in the greatness of your excellence you overthrow those who rise up against you. You send forth your burning anger and it consumes them as a chaff. So this is a wonderful deliverance of the prophet Isaiah. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people, saying, "Where is he that brought them up out of the sea? With the shepherd of the flock, where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with the glorious arm, dividing the water before them to make themselves an everlasting name, that led them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble, as a beast goeth down into the valley, the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest. So didst thou lead thy people to make thyself a glorious name." And we know in the Bible that Moses and that God himself overthrew Egypt. Overthrew Egypt. So here we have a country of the United States of America. We are in a war for the freedoms of this country, and Satan has literally moved into the United States to overthrow the very fabric that made the United States of America great, and that was Jesus Christ. And so Satan did all he could to take out America in 2016. And then here rises President Trump, and so Satan, who was part of selling uranium to the Russians, and who aligned himself with the Russians, selling uranium, wanted to go and tell President Trump that he was part of a Russian collusion. So the actual person who was accusing President Trump was actually the one doing it themselves. It's sort of like, I'm doing it, but I want to blame someone else. I'm really the bad one, but I want to say that person's the bad one. But we all know that was the Clintons. And so this is also admitted on record, and this is very evil. Part of this money laundering that was going on. Selling secret to the Russians. Selling our uranium to the Russians. This is what Satan does. Judas Iscariot selling our country out. But before the light shines on the cockroach, they have to blame, or now they're very desperate. And so one of Satan's agents, Mueller, goes after President Trump's campaign manager. Why? Because they're very scared. They're very scared. Because the light is shining on the cockroaches and Jesus Christ is about to overthrow Satan in this country. Jesus Christ and the Spirit of the Living God is going to overthrow these evil gods. This is happening in the United States of America. Because the Bible says even if there's one righteous man, he would not overthrow. And I know there's many good Americans out there that love Jesus still. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus and the Holy Spirit is looking to overthrow the evil in this nation. And I'm telling you, these folks that deny Jesus Christ, that don't want Jesus and freedom in the Second Amendment, these are Satan worshipers. And yes, America, Jesus would command us to overthrow the evil gods that want to overthrow America. Let me tell you one of the evil gods that want to overthrow America, and I'm sure you've all heard this over and over and over, but Islam, Muslims, Islam wants to overthrow America. There is this Marine who was in the Middle East who was training Muslims and said, "Hey, if I would walk out on the street, what would you do to me?" "Well, we would capture you and behead you," a lot of the Muslims says. And he says, "So why would I let you into my country?" But he's over there training them. And these Judas Iscariots are letting Satan in our borders. And we have a great president now who's putting up the wall. And now here comes Satan wanting to overthrow Trump. But you need to understand something. As we study the Bible, we have seen kings being overthrown. We have seen God overthrow cities. And I'm here to tell you today that Jesus will not allow President Trump to be overthrown. Because we are in a spiritual war. But there's an evil. There's over 33.5 million Muslims in the United States of America. And all 33.5 Muslims all want to overthrow the United States of America and put Sharia law and to make you subject under their evil gods. This is a huge war. Satan is coming to overthrow Trump. Just like they had a chance to choose to free Barabbas or crucify Christ, they chose to crucify Christ. We in the United States of America need to pray that Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit would not only move through the president, but would start moving through the communities to overthrow the great evil that is infiltrated in this nation. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 23, "All of its land is brimstone and salt, a burning waste, unsown and unproductive, and no grass grown in it, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah." As I was trying to tell you, America is a very evil country. America has become a very evil nation. You can see it in the eyes of people. We love our iPhones. We love our iPads. We don't worship Jesus Christ anymore, but we worship our churches and pastors. We are becoming very evil, but the reason why God will not allow these demons to overthrow America is because even if there's one righteous person living in this country, God will spare it like He did Lot with the land of Zoar. He is going to spare the land. See, Satan came in 2016, tried to take over America, but God raised the standard and put President Trump in. And now He's given us some breathing room, and now He's asking you, what are you going to do? We know that God had enough of Sodom and Gomorrah. Our Lord Jesus Christ had enough of this wickedness and He overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. But you see, Satan is right now is using Islam to come to America, to spy on the American people, and to use our laws to overthrow America. Satan is searching out cities. And they're called sanctuary cities. And they are spying out the routines of the American people. And their plan is to overthrow America. Satan is using Islam to try to overthrow President Trump and the American people. Wake up, America. Satan wants to overthrow this nation. You see, in 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse 3, the princes of the Ammonites said to Hunan, their lord, do you think that David is honoring your father because he has sent counselors to you? Has David not sent his servant to you in order to search the city, to spy it out, and to overthrow it? The first thing that Satan does is send spies. So as this Marine was over in the Middle East, he said, what are you going to do if you get into America? He says, well, I'm going to use American laws. Now look, you need to understand something. Satan is using our own laws against us. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, but Satan now is saying, you have the right to worship Islam. That is part of your religious freedom. No, it wasn't, guys. The religious freedom came through Judeo-Christian freedom. Christians left Britain. They wanted to worship Jesus. They wanted to worship God. Study the Puritans and the Quakers in the history. You would understand this. Islam, there's nothing in our laws that says Islam has freedom to worship Islam. They have manipulated the Constitution. You see, Islam is using our laws for themselves. Islam is using the United States of America's laws to advance themselves. What? To overthrow the United States of America. That is their plan. That's their tactic. Come on, somebody. Second Samuel chapter 11, verse 25, then David said to the messenger, thus you shall say to Joab, do not let this thing displease you, for the sword devours one as well as another. Make your battle against the city stronger and overthrow it. So he encouraged him. You see, David was blessed by God and he had power to overthrow cities. Look, America, the only reason why we had a strong army, the only reason why we do have a strong army is because of our fear of the Lord Jesus Christ. And until we understand that power and strength comes from Jesus alone, that gives us the power to overthrow cities. 1 Chronicles 19:3, but the princes of the son of Ammon said to Hanan, do you think that David is honoring your father and that he has sent comforters to you? Have not your servants come to you to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? What do you think is happening in the United States of America? Well, it's very simple. We have to get tough on our immigration. We have to get rid of a lot of the Somalians. We have to deport and vet many Muslims. And I don't know what's happening to Jeff Sessions, but he needs to go after the Clintons. They literally stole the election from Bernie Sanders. They will steal and take whatever to get into that power and position. They are thugs. The Clintons are thugs. They will do whatever it takes. And I'm telling you that Satan right now is scared and he is moving to try to overthrow the President of the United States. Yes, this is what Satan wants to do. He's going to use the 25th Amendment. They're coming after Paul Manafort. And yes, there could possibly be more attacks on the United States. My wife, who's from another country, you know what she said? That they elected a man. An office. And they said what they would do is they would go around and kill innocent people until that man would just step down. And that's what they would do. They'd say, do you want more innocent people to die? So they just kill innocent people until the person stepped down. Now, you need to understand what happened in Las Vegas. Las Vegas, they just mowed down innocent people. And I'm afraid that's what they want to do on November 4th, and that's they're going to do this whole month, that they're going to keep trying to kill innocent people until the president steps down. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus is not going to let that happen. No. See, a lot of these evil people, they will just kill innocent people and tell and say, do you want this on your conscience? You want more innocent people to die? Then step down. Then step down or more innocent people will die. This is what they're doing. Today, I don't know why preachers aren't talking about this. I mean, this is the evil that is upon us. They want to overthrow our president. They want to take over the United States of America and overthrow our government and push Sharia law and take down every cross, take down every picture of Jesus. These are liberals. They are literally assigned with ISIS. This is the great evil that's happening in the United States of America today. Some of you thought your freedom was just automatically guaranteed. Sanctuary cities up in Washington and Oregon and California, sanctuary state now, has come against the very fabrics of the United States of America, and now are coming, they're burning up the land as the land mourns. Fish and are dying, the animals in the sea are being washed up. Why? This great evil of Satan is moving upon America. As we dance with the dead on Halloween. As you see the judgment of God as He's sending plagues now in Madagascar. Why? Because they dance with the dead. We are in a spiritual war. And Satan wants to come and overthrow President Trump. And Satan wants to come and overthrow the United States of America. This is why we need Jesus. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 28. As I have watched over them and plucked them to break down, to overthrow, and to destroy, and to bring disaster. So I will watch over them and build and to plant, declares the Lord. Let me tell you something. God has the power to overthrow evil. We know Islam is evil. The only good that's left in this world, I would have to say, is in the United States of America, who has been infiltrated by evil. And only now is the time for us to really, really pray and seek that God would send His angels and give us strength to overthrow the devil that has infiltrated. May Jesus and the Holy Spirit bless President Trump as he engages in this great evil battle. So the question we have to ask, has America gotten so evil that God might want to overthrow us? Do we as a nation still believe in Jesus, or do we still have the ability to overthrow evil that is in the United States of America? The New York Times put a full-page New York Times article ad demands Antifa to a revolution to overthrow Trump. This is the great evil that is upon us. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. Our universities have been taken over by Satan. The United States of America has been infiltrated by Satan. Everywhere we go, Satan is there, ready to devour and to take, and only by Jesus' grace, and only by the Holy Spirit can He protect you. In Acts chapter 5, verse 39, But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. Or else you may even be found fighting against God. Now please understand what this verse says. That you cannot overthrow it because why? It is from God. If God, literally, Jesus has put President Trump in office, there's no way Satan could ever overthrow him. You see, God, Jesus, has the almighty power and can execute His purpose. If it's of the Lord, you will not be able to unchange. You will not be able to divert from His plans. You see, the plan which God forms must be accomplished. All the devices of man are feebleness when opposed to Him, and He can dash them in pieces in an instant. Men have opposed Christianity in every way, but in vain. They have reviled it. They have persecuted it. They have resorted to arguments and to ridicule, to fire, and put it under the sword. They have called it in the age of science, but all has been in vain. You see, Satan from the beginning of time has been attacking Christians, been attacking the very mindset of Jesus Christ. And if God says you cannot overthrow Christianity, you cannot overthrow Muslims, you will never, ever in history be able to overthrow the power of Jesus Christ. You will never, ever in history be able to overthrow a Christian. No, from the beginning of time, you cannot overthrow it. You see, God has the almighty power, and He can execute His purpose. The more it has been crushed, the more it has risen. I'm here to tell you today, the more you try to overthrow or crush our president, he will rise to even a greater height. The more you try to crush, the more that you try to destroy or to bring down, God's people will rise to even a greater height. You need to understand something this today. The preservation of following Jesus amidst so much of this opposition proves that it is of God. Yes, there's no severe trial can wait, it has experience. It has it survived so many storms or trials. Yes, only Jesus. You see, if it's of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. If it's of Jesus Christ, you will not be able to overthrow. I'm here to tell you today that Satan wants to come and overthrow President Trump. But we know that President Trump is from God. We know that he's from Jesus, and he and Satan will not be able to overthrow him. Can I get an amen right now? You see in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overthrow it. Please understand something, that on this rock of Jesus Christ, this nation is a Christian nation. This nation is from Jesus, and Jesus put our president in power, and I'm here to tell you that no devils are going to overthrow this nation. I'm here to tell Islam, I don't care if you have 33 million, you will not be able to overthrow all the citizens, the God-fearing, Jesus-loving citizens that hold tight to their Second Amendment. You just cannot do it. Why? Because when God has His mighty power, He will execute His purpose to the end. Yet He says, look, even the gates of hell, I don't care, even the gates of hell has come across on the United States of America, you will not be able to overthrow it. You see, Mueller is fighting against God. Mueller himself is fighting against God. Because why? God himself has appointed President Trump to the White House, so Mueller is fighting against God. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper, that every tongue that accuses you in judgment will be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their vindication is from me, declares the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth, it will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter in which I sent it. You see, God has already, He says, look, You're not going to stop the fire of Jesus Christ. You're not going to destroy America. Christianity is going to get even stronger. Men and women that believe in Jesus are going to rise up even stronger. Oh, come on, somebody, because you're dealing with God, and God is Jesus. And He says, you can't overthrow the Almighty Power, the Almighty God, that is going to execute His purpose through our President Trump. And he is in a spiritual war, and he's going to restore America back to what it used to be. Why? Because there's still good and righteous people in this country. We still got good and righteous people in this country. Not everyone has followed the New World Order beast. Not everyone has turned their backs on Jesus Christ alone. All the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, but He does according to His will in the host of the heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And no one can ward off His hand or say to Him, what have you done? That is, if you continue to oppose it, you may be found to having been opposing God Himself. Listen. For all you Christians out there that oppose Trump, you're just opposing God. Support him, President Trump. Support President Trump. Because Mueller and the Clintons, they're just fighting against God now. And all you people, Antifa, you're just fighting against God. Jesus God. You're fighting against it. I'm here to tell you that America will stand, and our president will get even stronger, and the Holy Spirit is going to lift him up, and he will not be overthrown. I'm telling all you folks out there, give up, because President Trump will not be overthrown. Jesus simply will not allow it to happen. Why? Because there's too many righteous people. There's too many good people in America. There's too many great people that believe still in this country. And we're not going to let it happen. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need Him now. Yes, Satan is coming to overthrow President Trump. But Jesus will not allow it to happen. And our president will get even stronger. And the United States of America will get even stronger. Amen.
The American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better than ever before. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better than ever before. Where's your daddy and your mommy, right? Do you want to go back to them, or do you want to stay with Donald Trump? Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, bigger, better, stronger. Bigger, better than ever before. Bigger, better, stronger.